You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Mark Anderson, American Free Press, March 20 in front of the White House, and I'm at the anti-AIPAC protest that was planned, consisting of about 400 people, and a self-described ultra-Orthodox rabbi, Joseph Cohn, is with me here, and he told me earlier that he, as a matter of principle, has never actually been to Israel and takes a very strong stand against the occupation of Palestine and against Zionism. Do you want to elaborate, Joseph?
Yeah. According to our religion, to Jewish religion, we are forbidden to have our own sovereign states because we are in a state of exile. God exiled us from the Holy Land about 2,000 years ago.
Right.
So fundamentally, we disagree with the whole project of Zionism. Zionism is a new ideology, about 100 years old. It was invented by a heretic Jew. His name was Theodor Herzl. Zionism and the state of Israel was created by a group of Jews who tried to transform Judaism from a religion into a political nationalistic movement. So the Orthodox Jewish community from the very beginning opposed Zionism and later the state of Israel. And we don't recognize the state of Israel, we don't recognize their legitimacy, we always speak out in support of Palestine. And also, I didn't speak about the fact that, about the crimes of Zionism, just Zionism itself, even if it wouldn't bother anyone. But now, the crime gets twofold and threefold, that they are occupying a land of the Palestinian people, they're stealing their homes, killing their people, and this is makes the crime much worse, because we were told by God that I shall not kill, not steal. It's never been a Jewish thing to kill or steal, and therefore we feel very much that we need to stand up for the truth and for justice, to stand up for Palestine.
You get a lot of pressure from Jewish brethren that see things a different way, that tend to support Zionism. Do they shun you or ostracize you in any way?
In the neighborhood where I live, there's a large Orthodox Jewish community. We're all with the same thoughts. We all think the same, that Zionism is forbidden according to our religion. When I go outside, like demonstrating, let's say in Manhattan, we have some Zionist supporters who went by and say terrible things about us. But otherwise, we don't know.
Is it possible that Israelis, non-Jewish critics, might not realize how many Orthodox Jews oppose Zionism? Do they overlook that?
Absolutely. There is this misconception around the world that all the Jews support Zionism. And I would blame that there is a media blackout about Jews who oppose Zionism. Most of the people around the world, unfortunately, don't realize the fact that there are a lot of Jews who oppose Zionism and stand up for Palestine.
And so therefore, as a matter of principle, you were saying that you choose not to, and you've never been to Israel, and you live in Brooklyn, and that's where your home is, right?
Absolutely. I refuse to go into this area of the rocks and thieves and recognize their borders or their occupation of Palestine. I would be happy to celebrate a free Palestine, to go up with a Palestinian visa or something, but not...
Would you actually support, or do many rabbis of your persuasion support, ending all or part of the U.S. foreign aid for Israel or military aid?
Absolutely. If the United States government would want to do any favor for Jewish people and would ask our opinion, we would say don't send any support to the state of Israel, because this does nothing good for anyone.
Okay, thank you, Joseph.
Thank you very much.